Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A Greek prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciple came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But a woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I think it's a great test of Jesus to this woman. If it were us, we would go away. But this woman still keep praying, "Lord, have pity on me." Jesus, seeing her great faith, he gave her what she asked. Jesus is not hard-hearted, but just to give her a test. At times, Jesus may test us also. But do we keep on praying? Keep on asking? Jesus promised whatever impossible for man is possible for God. So we just ask. Jesus is always pleading. But we need us to share our faith. Show your strength. So this is a description of how we are to live. At times we are tested. Still, we ask Jesus, "Help us. Jesus, have pity on me. Have pity on me." Today also, the church celebrates the anniversary of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. This is the first church in the world to honor our Heavenly Mother. This church is in Rome. It's a basilica. It's a beautiful church. But it's more important that the church wants us to say Mary is our mother. Of course, we Catholic believe God is the only person that we have to adore. Towards our Heavenly Mother, it's not we adore her. We just pray for her assistance. Our Heavenly Mother is always by our side. He is always asking on our behalf before Jesus. So first of all, tell our Heavenly Mother that we entrust everything in her hand, that she pray for us, that we always faithful to Jesus. and ask her to give us all the intercession that we can always be faithful towards Jesus. And thank you, Mama Mary, that she appeared to so many in many places all these centuries to different people. Through them we know that she is not away from us. She's attending us all the time. She's always with us. Thank you, Mama Mary. Please teach us how to pray. Please teach us that we can open our heart always toward her Son, Jesus Christ.